Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon market wrap-up. Complete details of the markets coming up right after this.
A promise made is a promise kept. That was the commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry in 1993. And more than two decades and over 15,000 sites later, our pledge to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites continues to enhance the beauty of our state. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. We're proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Well, sharp gains held in cattle futures today with the focus through the complex and increased buyer support moving back into the market. The hog markets were mixed in a narrow trading range with the shift being placed on higher cash hog prices around midday today. Now, strong triple-digit support was seen in the cattle trade with buyers following the upward support which developed yesterday. This helped to push additional activity into the complex and may continue to push prices higher before closing bell. Corn prices were higher. May corn futures down about 2 cents, though. Stock markets are mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 15 points higher, while the NASDAQ was down about 5 points. Now, the grain futures, they were mostly steady today, consolidating yesterday's reversal higher. Chart supports were holding so far, while outside markets were also trying to firm as investors hunkered down for the start of this week's two-day meeting at the Federal Reserve. While no changes to interest rates were expected, the central bank statement on monetary policy tomorrow will be parsed for clues about what could trigger another small increase in June. At the end of the day today, our wheat prices ended up being mostly higher. Continuing, though, to lag behind the other crops on lack of threatening weather. Yesterday's crop progress report showed improved ratings for winter wheat in most states as the percentage of the crop rated good to excellent and improved 2%. That added 12 million bushels to yield potential, most of it in hard red winter wheat after heavy rains earlier this month. The corn prices were trying to add to light overnight gains following two-sided trade. Did pretty good with single-digit highs today. The July corn was able to hold support at its 50-day moving average on yesterday, reversing higher to test the 200-day average before profit-taking kicked in. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.